Hey, what's up, guys? Hope everybody's doing well and having a great day. Remember a couple of days ago, we saw video footage of three what looked like large ships visible from the ISS live cam? Well, what if I told you they were back and they were even closer to the ISS live cam? You're going to see one large craft, actually two. You're going to see a scout ship up here and then a large ship go through the middle of the field of view with green blinking lights. No joke, you can't make this stuff up, and it is absolutely huge. Incredible video footage you'll definitely want to stick around for. I also have bonus video footage of a super cool sunset, some birds that were spotted in Stratford, Connecticut, and an example of identifiable lights in the daytime sky. But first, over here at the homepage of the website, today's feature photo was sent in by Anik out of Quebec, Canada, of the recent geomagnetic storm that produced some incredible auroras visible from Canada. Thanks for the photos. Really appreciate that. Checking in on the GOES X-ray flux over here at the Space Weather Prediction Center. All quiet in the last 24 hours. Not too much going on as the Earth-facing side of the sun is also relatively quiet. Have a couple of small sunspots and active regions turning away from the Earth. And if they continue to turn away from the Earth without new ones coming in on the east side, the sun will be completely blank, or at least the Earth-facing side of the sun will be completely blank. And that's kind of rare for being in the middle of solar maximum. Quick look at the Schumann resonance. All quiet in the last 24 hours. A little bit of activity, but not much. Hopping over to the Yellowstone supervolcano caldera, looking at the seismographs that monitor the mighty supervolcano. Check in here every day. And today, relatively quiet. Looking at the power outage situation over here at poweroutage.us. All quiet in the neighborhood today. No major power outages anywhere across the United States. I have some bonus video footage I want to share with you guys. This first video, I want to share with you guys an example of identifiable lights in the daytime sky. A lot of times we get video footage of lights that simply make no sense. We can't explain what they are, either in the day or nighttime sky. This video footage was taken by Willie of some unusual looking lights in the sky, and these are completely at the mercy of the wind. They're kind of slowly drifting upwards. You can see that one there came from the ground, and I have this in fast forward for presentation purposes. You're going to see the lights slowly, one at a time, go out like that one right there went out, but you're also going to be able to see the shell of these lanterns, like right there. See that black thing cruising through the sky at the mercy of the wind? That's the Chinese lantern without the flame. And right over here is another one. All of these eventually go out, but they continue on at the mercy of the wind. They continue drifting through the sky. That's an example of lights that are identifiable in the evening sky. Once again, not all of the lights that we see are unidentifiable. Here's a really cool either sunrise or sunset sent in by Skeeter from 11/14 of 2023. Get a load of that sky. That is super cool. We see these a lot of time in fall. You'll see a lot of orange skies and sometimes pink skies, and in this particular video, we've got a combination of both dark orange there in the center and light pink and blue off to the sides. Thanks for the cool video. Really appreciate that. I want to take you guys now to Stratford, Connecticut. This video footage was sent in by Carlos from 11/12 of 2023 when he was walking down the sidewalk and he ran across something that was kind of ominous looking. He ran across the sidewalk that was full of birds that had apparently fallen out of the sky. There were 8 total along the sidewalk here next to a building, and I can offer a theory as to what happened here. We see this from time to time. Sometimes there's a lot more than 8. That's how many Carlos counted, was 8 in this location here. Right now, birds are migrating, or they're finishing up migrating, and when they get to their destination, sometimes they can be completely exhausted, and sometimes if they migrate to a different location, they may not be familiar with buildings in the city, and you can tell this is in the city, and they may have accidentally ran into the glass of the building. That happens from time to time. So more than likely, these birds just finished migrating, or they were in the middle of migrating. They were in unfamiliar territory, and they ran into the side of the building, or they were exhausted from wherever they migrated from. But that video was sent in by Carlos out of Stratford, Connecticut. Thank you, Carlos. Really appreciate that. Going up to the International Space Station, you guys are going to see a huge ship enter the field of view. You're actually going to see two. One that's big, and then one that's exceptionally big with green blinking lights. No joke. You cannot make this stuff up. Video footage is from 11/13 of 2023, less than 48 48 hours ago, sent in by Nelson Jinks from the International Space Station Live Cam. Here we go. You're going to see an object enter the field of view up here at the top of the screen. It's a large ship itself, and you can see it's got a shape similar to that of a triangle. Watch up here at the top. You're going to be able to see the outline of what looks like a ship enter the field of view from right to left. And you see some activity already here in the center, but to be honest, it was unidentifiable. I don't know what we've got going on here, but what's coming up is identifiable. At least it looks similar to a intelligently designed craft. No joke. Watch up here at the top. You're going to see what looks like a intelligently designed craft. And coming up right here, I insert a diagram that outlines the shape of this craft that you're about to see enter the field of view, once again, traveling from right to left. Here we go. See it? It's a little difficult to see in this format, but I'm going to show you guys the object again in another format. Here comes the large structure here. You can see a green blinking light at the bottom of the screen. Here's the outline of the craft that you're about to see enter the field of view, probably a mile-wide mothership. Enter the field of view from the International Space Station. We saw three the other day, a couple of days ago, from the space station, and they were traveling in this direction. These are traveling across the screen from right to left. And again, this is absolutely incredible video footage of a large ship cruising through the skies of Earth. Actually, two ships, quite possibly more. These are just the ones that showed up in the field of view. I zoomed in on the green blinking light at the bottom of the screen. There were multiple green blinking lights. Here comes the first one and the most obvious one. I mean, seriously, that's part of a craft. It's a craft itself. Maybe it's part of the large craft that we just saw. You're going to be able to see it better when I enhance the video format. There's no mistaking it. It is a huge triangle craft that entered the field of view, and it's got green lights on it. There's one. There's no mistaking that. And that's not on the ground. That's in the sky, orbiting the Earth, a part of either a large craft or quite possibly a independent craft of its own. But that is a mysterious blinking light. You don't see that very often on here, if ever at all. Not something like that. A green blinking light in the field of view of the International Space Station going in the opposite direction. The space station is traveling from left to right. That object was moving from, obviously, right to left. And I zoom in even closer. In fact, I pause it and zoomed in on the green light. Right there's the green light that you just saw going across the bottom of the screen of this incredible video. Once again, from November 13th of 2023. Here's an outline of the first craft that we saw at the top of the screen. I zoomed in a little closer. I made some modifications so that it pulled forward the object and made it a little easier to see. I understand it's difficult to see, but it is definitely there. Right here it comes. See it? And there it goes. A triangle shaped, it looks similar to a triangle anyway, moving across the screen. It looked like it was just ahead of the large mile-wide craft, at least a mile wide. I mean, this thing was huge. You can see it a little better in this format here. I modified the format. There goes the triangle at the top. Let's say that's a scout ship, and here comes the big mothership right in the middle of the field of view. You can see the blinking light down there. That's the green blinking light that we looked at up close, and you're going to see three points of reference right here, up here, and back here. To me, that represent a much larger craft that's slowly moving across the field of view. There's the one in the front, there's the one in the back, and here's the one at the top. See the big triangle? Looks like a huge mothership entering the field of view, orbiting the Earth, and this thing has been orbiting the Earth for at least a couple of days. We saw three of these things a couple of days ago from a much farther point of view. This one here looked much closer to the International Space Station. And I mean, that thing was massive, at least a mile wide. And then on November 14th of 2023, this was off in the distance. Over here on the right is the original video. Over here on the left, I zoomed in for presentation purposes. This was from November 14th of 2023, just yesterday. So here's yet another mysterious observation from the International Space Station. At first, when I saw that, gotta be honest, I thought it was the moon, until it disappeared. The moon wouldn't have disappeared. As this thing goes up higher and higher, it gets dimmer and dimmer, as if it's moving away from the ISS live cam. I don't know what we've got going on here, but again, at first I thought it was the moon, until it did that, it disappeared. Opposed to remaining in the same location, like the moon would, and the moon would more than likely keep the same luminosity. There's not clouds up here that would block the field of view of the moon if that were the moon. I don't think that was the moon. I think it was something else. Exactly what, I don't know. Doesn't look like a large mothership like we've seen in a couple of videos here the last 2 days. This was something different, way off in the distance, visible from the ISS live cam. Incredible videos. Thanks for sharing, guys. Really appreciate that. If you guys have any photos you'd like to share, you can send those to reports at MrMBB333.com. If you guys have any videos you'd like to share that are too large to attach to the email, come over here to the homepage of the website. You can always find a link down below in the description box. Look for this red banner that says, "Have a large video." It's a Dropbox. Drag and drop your video into the Dropbox. Please include your first name, date, and location, and I'll take it from there. Thanks for watching. Have a super day, and be safe out there.